弟兄姊妹，我们请读出埃及记第三十章。
Brothers and sisters, let's please read Exodus chapter 30.
第三十章的二十六到三十节。
Verses 26 to 30.
出埃及记第三十章二十六到三十节。
Exodus 30, verses 26 to 30.
要用这膏油抹会幕和法柜，桌子与桌子的一切器具，灯台和灯台的器具，并香坛、燔祭坛和坛的一切器具，洗濯盆和盆座。二十九，要使这些物成为圣，好成为至圣，凡挨着的都成为圣。要膏亚伦和他的儿子，使他们成为圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。
Verse 26. With it you shall anoint the tabernacle meeting and the ark of the testimony, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the laver and its base.You shall consecrate them, that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister to me as priests.
三十一章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 31, verses 1 to 3.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“看哪，犹大支派中富尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列。”我已经提他的名召他，我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、有聪明、有知识，能做各样的工。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him in the spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding.In knowledge and in all manner of workmanship.
第六节
Verse 6,
我分派但支派中亚西撒莫的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工，凡心里有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，能做我一切所吩咐的。
And I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, and I have put...Wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, that they may make all that I have commanded you.
好，我们请再读出埃及记四十章。
Now Exodus 40.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这里呢，把刚才三十章我们读过的话呢，再有一个重复，就是会幕立起以后呢，神吩咐摩西在这里做的事情。
This is the sum of what we just read previously. After the tabernacle is erected, here the Lord once again gave the command.
第九节
Verse 9,
用膏油把帐幕和其中所有的都抹上，使帐幕和一切器具成圣，就都成圣。
And you shall take the anointing oil and anoint the tabernacle and all that's in it.And you shall hallow it and all its utensils, and it shall be holy.
十三节
Verse 13.
要给亚伦穿上圣衣，又膏他，使他成圣，可以给我供祭司的职分。又要使他的儿子来，给他们穿上内袍，怎样膏他的父亲，也要照样膏他们，使他们给我供祭司的职分。他们世世代代凡受膏的。就永远当祭司的职任。
Verses 13 to 15. You shall put the holy garments on Aaron and anoint him and consecrate him, that he may minister to me as priest. And you shall bring his sons and clothe them with tunics. You shall anoint them as you anointed their father, that they may minister to me as priest. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout their generations.
好，我们请读罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第六节。 体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Romans 8:6 For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
第九节
Verse 9
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his.
14节
Verse 14
因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
For as many as are led by the spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
我们求主怜悯恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious and merciful to us.
借着他的圣灵把他的话再一次启示在我们里头。
He will reveal his word once again in us through his Holy Spirit.
再一次给我们一些亮光，好让我们更多知道主自己的心意。
Once again, he will grant us the insight so that we will know his heart.
好让我们这些蒙他恩召的人能够更加的能够活在是你在他面前。
So that all those who are called by his grace could stand and serve before him.
能够成为他在教会中，在他勇士里头，神永远心意的一个彰显的一个器皿。
To become the vessel of the very manifestation in the church throughout eternity.
我们刚才读的圣经。
All the passages we just read.
对不起，我要先有一点点的更正。
Now, excuse me, I just want to make some.
因为是我的仓促，那个题目呢，少了两个字。
Because I was in a hurry, so the theme of today's message lacked two words.
少了一个涂抹，应该是说想交通的是膏油涂抹的意义。
What I would like to share is the applying of the anointing oil.
但是在我默想的时候呢，觉得这个题目又太大。
Then as I was meditating on this theme, I thought this topic was too grand.
所以我在想呢，就借用网络追求机会上有一句话，弟兄常常说的。
So I would like to borrow some word from our online pursue fellowship, which we often heard.
所以我们今天不是解经。
So today is not an exposition of the Bible.
今天早上我们借着主的话有一点点的交通。
Instead, we will fellowship on His Word.
而且我们朝着这个方向有一点零零碎碎的交通。
We are moving toward this direction, so our fellowship might be piecemeal.
我们仍然仰望圣灵，借着这些零零碎碎的话。
However, we still look onto the Holy Spirit. Through these words here and there,
让你我都得着供应。
You and I would be provided.
出埃及记刚才我们读的经文呢，我们看见当会幕离起以后呢。
Through the passages we just read in Exodus, we know that after the tabernacle is erected,
我们看见一幅图画。
Here we see the picture.
或者说我们看见一个预表。
Or we could see a type here.
神在这里让摩西让以色列百姓看见，让服侍人亚伦他们看见。
That is, God allows Israel, allows Moses and all those who serve him.
这一班百姓已经经过了逾越节，经过了红海，他们是一帮蒙恩得救的百姓。
Allow all these people to see that they have crossed over the Red Sea.Cross over the Jordan, and now they are children of God.
今天他们在圣灵的引导里头，或者圣灵的感动，建立了会幕。
Today, in the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit, they have erected this tabernacle.
因为会幕是摩西受着神的启示，完全照着山上的样式所建立的，在圣灵里头所建立的。
Because this tabernacle was.Wholly established according to the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit given to Moses.
那会幕立起以后呢
？After the tabernacle is set up.
我们看见我们刚才读的第三十章的那一段话。
As we read in Exodus 30, in the very passage,
在第四十章，神吩咐要做这件事情，就是说要涂抹会幕的一切的器具。
Which is repeated again in Exodus 40, that's the commandment from the Lord to ask them to anoint all the utensils.
用膏油涂抹服事的祭司。
To apply anointing oil upon all those serving priests.
使他们成圣。
So that they could become consecrated.
那从这件事上我们看见一个什么意义呢？
So what is the meaning from this very incident?
因为经过这件事情以后
Because after all Israel has gone through this
经过这个膏油的涂抹以后
After they have been anointed by the anointing oil
我们看见出埃及记四十章结束在这里
And we see Exodus is the end of the whole event
神的同在显在中间
And right there God's presence is shown among them.
神的荣光充满在会幕里头。
God's glory fills the whole tabernacle.
我们看见一幅图画。
Here it shows us a picture.
我们看见一个预表。
Here again it shows us a type.
神的同在在人的中间。
That is the presence of God is among men.
这是神永远的心意。
And this is God's eternal purpose.
如果我们再准确一点说。
If we say it more correctly,
是神与他的儿子同在。
It is God being with His Son.
因为会幕启示的一切都是启示的预表的基督。
Because all the revelation of this tabernacle is to reveal Christ the Son.
我们常有一句话说啊，当我们两三个人聚集的时候，奉主的名聚集的时候。主就在我们中间。
We often say that when two or three are gathered in the name of the Lord, there the Lord is with us.
但有时候我们忘记一句话，我们常常说，当我们两三个人聚集的时候，主就在我们中间。有时候我们是说，当我们两三个人聚集的时候，主在我们中间。
Often we say that when two or three are gathered together that the Lord is with us, we forgot to notice that right there God is in our midst.
主的话是说，两三个人奉我的名，就是两三个人归入我名下的聚集，我就在他中间。
The Lord is actually saying any gathering which is called in my name.There I am in their midst.
主的名就表示主的自己。
Because the name of the Lord is the Lord himself.
主的名说到主自己的同在。
It speaks of the Lord's presence.
所以当我们看见会幕这个景象的时候
So as we look at the picture of the tabernacle,
我们看见一幅神与他儿子的同在。
Here we see the very picture of God being with his own son.
这些在旧恩里头蒙着耶稣基督宝血洁净的这些百姓经过圣灵的膏抹他们与神联合。
Through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, all the children of God who have been cleansed by Christ Jesus are now united with God.
所以我就想到罗马书这一段。
Then I think of this passage in Romans.
如果我们说出埃及记这一段是一个预表，一幅图画。
If we see Exodus, the picture in Exodus is a type of picture.
那罗马书第八章这一段开始，我们可不可以说？这是一个实际，这是一段的教训，一段的真理。
Could we say that the passage in Romans is the reality, is the truth, and is the very teaching?
以前我们说过，当我们从罗马八章看下来，从罗马书第一章开始看到第八章的时候。
We mentioned before when we read Romans through chapter 1-8.
我们看见。我们因着信，因信称义，成圣。
We see justification by faith, sanctification by faith.
然后我们看见主给我们一条路。
And here the Lord shows us the way.
到了第六章，我们看见我们与基督同钉十字架。
When we come to chapter 6, we see that we're crucified with Christ.
我们看我们算为死，钉死的。
We reckon ourselves to be crucified.
但是很多时候我们发现我们这个人在地位上我们是定死的两千年前以基督定死
Many times we realize that position wise 2,000 years ago we were crucified
我们也算我们被定死
And also we reckon ourselves to be dead
但是实际的情形呢
But what about the reality?
所以保罗把我们带进第七章
And that's why Paul brings us into Romans 7.
在第七章里头我们看见是的我立志行善由着我。
In Romans 7 we see that the will to good indeed is with me.
可是行出来由不得我。
But how to do it, I do not find.
这些我们弟兄姊妹都很熟悉。
All these verses are very familiar to you, brothers and sisters.
我相信也是你我的经历。
And I believe that they are also your and my experiences.
所以保罗把我们带进第八章。
Now, as Paul leads us into chapter 8.
或者我们说如果我们要进入十二章那样的生活。
Or to say that if for us to actually enter into the living in chapter 12.
因为我们可以从第八章我们把跳到十二章去。
Sometimes we could jump all the way from chapter 8 to 12.
因为九到十一大部分是讲到以色列的关乎以色列百姓。
Because the chapters 9 through 11 speak of the matters regarding Israel.
所以你从第八章要跳进入第十二章的那个奉献那个生活的时候。
So if you start from chapter 8, you can all the way go into chapter 12, the life of consecration.
或者说我们就看见一个蒙恩的人，一个要侍奉神的人，一个要奉献的人，他要经过的是一个圣灵的高抹的一个阶段。
We could say that for a person who is saved to be able to serve the Lord into the services, he has to go through this process of being anointed by the anointing oil.
或者说他必须经过这个圣灵高抹，这是一个不断的过程，不应该说是阶段。
Maybe I should not say this is a stage that he has to go through, but it's a constant experience that he has to be anointed by the anointing oil.
因为你我蒙恩是靠着圣灵。
Because it is through the Holy Spirit that you and I are saved.
我们进入侍奉更要靠着圣灵。
So even more so for us to enter into services, we depend on Holy Spirit.
我们靠着圣灵进入那个十二章的那个奉献。
So by the Holy Spirit, we enter into the consecration in chapter 12.
我是想做一个对比哈，就从我们刚才出埃及记四十章那幅图画。
I would like to make a comparison between the picture in Exodus 40.
祭司来到神的面前。
When priests come before our God.
他靠着圣膏油的膏抹涂抹。
It's by the application of the anointing oil.
就好像这一张桌子。
It's just like this pulpit.
它以前的颜色是本色的
It had its original color.
但它被油涂抹了一层油 一个颜色
A color was applied to it.
所以它就完全的变成了现在这个颜色
Therefore now you see the color as it is.
它本来的那个本色就见不到了
And you will not be able to see its original color.
让我们看见一个被膏抹的就是完全归于神分别为神归给神
So a person who has been completely anointed is the one who has been set apart unto God
我们新约的话叫做披戴基督
And in New Testament's term we call this to be clothed with Christ
这个旧造被遮盖了
Because the old creation is now covered
在会幕的同在里头神看见的是那个被膏抹的被圣膏油所涂抹的祭司侍立在他面前。
So in tabernacle, what God sees actually are all those priests being anointed by this anointing oil.
是很多时候我们说我们是确实照着我们本相来到神面前。
A lot of times we do say that we come before God as who we are.
没有一个人有资格说我可以怎样坦然无惧来神面前。
Nobody can be qualified to say I come before God boldly.
除非我们的在耶稣基督宝血里被洁净。
Unless we are first being cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
这里再进一步深处让我们看见，除非我们在圣灵的膏抹的里头。
Now let's take one step further. Unless you are under the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit.
人实在没办法进入神的侍奉。
Man can never enter into the service of God.
因为人带进来的是天然的东西。
Because what man brings in is simply natural things.
人带进来的是思想，是意念，人的意念。
The thoughts, the intents are all human ones.
但是进入侍奉，只有圣灵知道神的思想，神的心意。
The Holy Spirit who knows God's mind, God's thought, and only He can bring us into the service.
所以人必须经过圣灵高抹这个经过， 不断的在这个过程当中才能够侍立在神面前侍奉神。
So men have to go through this constant process of being applied by this anointing oil through the Holy Spirit for us to be able to stand and to minister before Him.
刚才我们弟兄领事的时候也提到这句话。
Now our brother who led our other hymn also mentioned this.
实在说，神没有留下一件事情，侍奉神的事上让我们自己可以插手的。
Frankly speaking, God has never left anything in reference to services in which we can put our own hands.
因为我们从摩西的侍奉上，我们就看见这个真理。
From Moses' service, we could see this truth.
摩西得到神的启示，完全照着山上的样式来建立会幕。
After Moses has received the revelation from God, according to the pattern shown him on the mountain, he built up this tabernacle.
我们看见神没有留下任何一根材料、一根线、一个线的颜色的选择留给摩西。
God has never left any choices to Moses regarding the material, what kind of thread, or even the color.
任何一个细节，或者说每一件事、每一个细节，都是照着山上的样式。
So every detail, everything is done according to the pattern shown him on the mountain.
摩西忠心的侍奉、侍立、侍奉在神面前。
So faithfully, Moses ministered to God, standing before him.
因为摩西知道，只有神的启示、神的圣灵支配一切的因素。
Because Moses knows that only through the revelation of God, through the governance of the Holy Spirit, that he ministers.
摩西的忠心，忠心在哪里啊？
So, where is Moses faithful in?
我想这个忠心是忠心在山上样式的那对山上样式那个启示的忠心。
I believe his faithfulness is the faithfulness to.The very revelation of the pattern shown him on the mountain.
神启示摩西，让他看见本来是一个大有能力、大有才干的人。
God has revealed everything to Moses, who originally was very mighty and talented.
神给他看见一个异象，荆棘中燃烧的，燃烧中的荆棘。
Then God first showed him this miracle of this burning bush.
摩西不过是一个荆棘。
And Moses simply a thorn.
旷野里面不显眼的、不起眼的、不值一闻的一个荆棘。
It's just a thorn in a wilderness, unnoticeable, unworthy.
但是圣灵的火。
But the fire of the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵的同在里头。
In His presence.
摩西可以忠心的成就神的功。
Through the fire of the Spirit in God's presence, Moses was able to do God's work faithfully.
我们再看见在神吩咐摩西要拣选，不，神拣选两个人给摩西做会幕的事。
In the very matter that God has chosen two persons to work with Moses.
刚才我们读到的比撒列
Bezalel
和亚和利亚伯。
Holiab.
这两个人不是摩西去分派的。
It's not that Moses commanded these people.
神没有留一个地位给摩西说，你去指派人去做这样这样那样的工。
God has never led Moses to make his own choices as to who shall be doing what.
神亲自的拣选。
It is God Himself who chooses everything.
所以你我看见这些，让我们学习。
So as you and I read about this, we shall learn this.
今天在我们的侍奉上，在神的家中。
That today in our services in the house of God.
不是我们人手的分派。
It's not the dispensation through our hands.
不是我们人手的安排。
It's not through the administration of our hands.
实在是我们学习，是圣灵在这里掌管一切。
Let's all learn this lesson that it is the Holy Spirit who rules it all.
每一个细节。
Every detail.
我在想这件事是你我真是一生一生要花很多很多时间学习的。
Every detail he rules, and this is a very lesson that you and I have to take up a lot of time to master it.
如果今天让神的圣灵主的地位高举在他的家中。
Today, if the Holy Spirit and the very status of our God being highly exalted in his house,
在每一件事上都是顺服在圣灵的管制同安排里头。
And in everything, we obey his ruling and his governance.
我想神的家会减少多少的难处。
Then I would imagine there are so many difficulties that would be done away with.
如果我们愿意很真实的在神面前学这样的功课。
Now, if we truly want to learn this lesson before God,
我想神乐意把他自己的心意自己做工的法则像当年对摩西一样对保罗一样启示在他的百姓当中。
Then I believe God will, it is God's pleasure to reveal his very purpose and the very way of his work as he revealed them to Moses and Paul then.
今天我们唱的诗歌上面第二个点提到说膏油的涂抹。
The hymn we just sang,
先有宝先是膏油后是血。
253 is the first blood.
先是
first blood and anointing oil.
后是膏油先是血 sorry.、
Mm-hmm.
后是膏油先是血。
The anointing oil comes later, but first it has to be the blood.
我想刚才我们在唱这首诗歌的时候如果我们细细的来领会这个作诗人的里面那个精义。
Now, if when we were singing this hymn, and you sing it very carefully and truly grasp the very spirit of the psalmist,
我们可以看见 Simpson 弟兄的这首诗歌说到一个要能够要在神面前侍奉的人，他先所必须走的路。
So here we see that Brother Simpson.Speaks of the very pathway for all of those who want to serve before God.
因为人都盼望得到能力，我能够侍奉神，
because we,
我能够做大工。
All hope to gain this power so we could serve God with to do all the grand work for Him.
特别是我们年轻的时候。
Especially when we are young.
哎呀，我们一信主以后啊。
After we believe in the Lord.
我们说主，你的旨意是什么？
We ask the Lord, what is your will?
差派我去做你的工。
Send me to do your work.
年日过去以后呢
As years go by,
我们学习伏在慢慢学习伏在主的脚前。
Gradually we learn to submit ourselves at the feet of God.
看见我们自己的本相。
Because we have seen our true condition.
看见除非我们这个人是一个被破碎的人。
We see that unless we are first being broken.
除非我们这个人是被圣灵带进经历了十字架工作的人。
Unless we first become the people through the Holy Spirit experiences the work of the cross.
除非我们这个人是经历了十字架深的功课的人。
Unless we have first experienced the deep lessons of the cross.
除非我们这个人是一个自卑安静在主面前的人。
Unless we first become humble and quietly stay before him.
除非我们是一个愿意等候仰望主的人。
Unless we first become the people who are willing to wait for him, look unto him.
膏油不会涂抹在我们身上。
Then the anointing oil would never be applied to us.
因为膏油不会浇在属肉体的身上。
Because the anointing oil will never be poured out upon those who are in the flesh.
膏油不会浇在我这个天然属肉体的己的身上。
The anointing oil will never be poured upon me who is a natural man and a carnal man.
膏油一方面为着成全我们这个人浇灌。
On the one side, one part that the anointing oil is poured upon us to perfect us.
或者说不仅仅为着我们个人。
Or I should say that it's not for us individually.
它是为着身体的。
Instead, it's for the corporate body.
为着身体的建造。
It is for the building of the body.
我在想我们这个人常常会因着 我们里头，或者说我们思想里头，我们的情感里头，我们热心里头，想做工，想侍奉神。
I'm thinking that because of our thought, because of our zeal, because of our emotion, we want to zealously work for Him and serve Him.
但是如果我们实在说没有经过那样的对付，
But practically speaking, if we have never been dealt with,
我特别对我们的年轻人说，
And now let me say a few words to our young people.
真的在年日里头要经过实实在在的对付。
And you will be dealt with by the cross solidly throughout your years.
否则有一天当你出来侍奉的时候，或者说你站立起来的时候，
One day when you come out to serve,
恐怕你呈现给人表现出来的更多是思想的东西。
I'm afraid what you actually show forth is simply your own thinking.
恐怕更多是你天然的一些意念，一些判断。
I'm afraid that what youExhibit is just your natural thoughts and your natural will.
啊，这件事情是很真实的。
This thing is very real.
一个人里头有膏油，这件事情是很真实的。
For a person to have the inner anointing oil is a very real thing.
或者这个人没有膏油涂抹，也是很真实的。
You can actually also sense that a person without anointing oil, this is also very real.
啊，我举一个例子哈，不是要讲某某弟兄怎样，就是说举个例子说明一下。
This is just an example. It's not on purpose to talk about someone.
记得有一次特会，有一位讲员弟兄来讲特会信息。
At a conference, a speaker came to speak about one message.
我是从来没听过他讲。
And I have never heard of this person speaking before.
我们中间也许多弟兄姊妹没听过。
And many of our brothers and sisters have never heard of him either.
所以在特会里面，我们是都有一个渴慕心、渴慕的心呢。
So at a special conference, all the brothers and sisters have this yearning, this desire.
但是几次他交通几次的信息之后呢？他交通的信息之后呢？
But after several sessions of messages,
我里头总是有一个很不安的感觉。
I always had this this sense of unrest in me.
后来我就同一对年长的夫妇、老弟兄姊妹吃中饭的时候有点交通。
So I had the chance to fellowship with some elderly brother and sister at lunchtime.
那个老姊妹一开口就说一句话，
And the elder sister, said this very bluntly,
她说整个信息没有圣灵的在里头。
The whole message has no Holy Spirit in it.
后来我也听到陆陆续续我们有一些弟兄们也有这样同样的一种感觉。
And then gradually, I also heard the same sentiment from other brothers and sisters.
我想这件事是没有膏油的事情也是很实际的。
This is why I say that without this anointing, the anointing oil is a very real thing.
如果我从这位弟兄身上学一个功课的话，
The one lesson that I learned from this brother is,
我觉得他很像我年轻时候。
That he was still very much like when I was young.
有些喜欢高远大志。
I just have this grand will, this ambition.
但是出来的是思想的东西。
But everything came out from me was just my own thinking.
有些人会喜欢这些。
Some people might like it.
因为今天实在说，很多神的儿女们不会分辨。
Now, seriously speaking, there are so many God's children who cannot discern.
很多事情是人的思想掺杂在神的聚会中。
In many cases, in the gatherings, it's a mixture of man's thought and God's will.
这是非常实际的事情。
And this is a very real thing.
所以，主怜悯我们，让我们这些人能够经过十字架，让圣灵能够充满在我们里头。
May the Lord have.This mercy upon us, so that we will all be filled with the Holy Spirit through the breaking the cross.
圣灵的膏抹。
This anointing of the Holy Spirit.
也就是神的同在。
Is the presence of God.
若在主的同在里头。
If you are in the presence of God.
你我能够分辨。
Then you and I are able to make discernment.
你我能够在圣灵的引导里头，在主的话语的光中。
Then you and I will be able, in the light of His Word, in the guiding of the Holy Spirit to make discernment.
我们会有从里头来的一种感觉。
Because we would have this feeling from inside.
或者我们说是属灵的感觉。
We could say this is a spiritual sense.
而不是一种思想里头的判断。
This is not a judgment from your thought.
只有圣灵知道神一切的思想，我们都知道。因为圣灵是为耶稣基督做见证。只有圣灵知道我们主一切做工的法则、原则。换句话说，你我如果要一切的侍奉、符合主的心意的话，
In another word, for you and me to be able to work in such a way pleasing to God.
一切的侍奉要符合主那个美丽丰满的心意的话。
For our services to conform to the beauty and fullness of our Lord.
我们只有必须活在膏油的涂抹里头。
We must.And we can only live under the anointing of this Holy Spirit.
就是说，让一切都让圣灵来负责。
In other words, let Holy Spirit takes responsibility.
唯有这样的情形下，圣灵才会成为你我教会服事中的智慧和能力。
Only in this condition that the Holy Spirit in the church will become.The very wisdom and strength of our services.
罗马书八章是宽抚灵圣灵这个字用的最多的圣经中新约圣经中用的最多的一章。
In the whole New Testament, Romans 8, in which the very word Holy Spirit is used most.
这个讲法不知道妥不妥当，我觉得好第八章好像一个桥，我以前好像提过一个中间的一个桥梁。
I don't know if this thing is proper, but I remember I mentioned this before. It's like a bridge.
他把六从一章到七章，然后从八章到十二章这一段整个罗马书连接起来。
Chapter 8, like a bridge, simply connects chapter 1 through 7 and chapter 11 toward the 16 connect together.
就是说进入罗马十二章一切在身体里面的生活身体里面的建造还有个人的一切的生活、
Before going into the building up or living or services in a corporate body
都是一个蒙恩得救的人的必须的过程或者说也是一生的经历
We have to go through Romans 8 that is theExperience for every Christian and our lifetime experiences.
所以保罗在那里一再跟我们说，要顺从圣灵，体贴圣灵。
That's why Paul times again tells us that to obey the Holy Spirit, to be mindful of the Holy Spirit.
因为只有圣灵在每一件事上来启示我们。
Because it is the Holy Spirit who reveals to us in everything.
而且这个启示呢是不断的，是正往前走的。
And this revelation is continual and it continues to move forward.
因为主的工作是要在神的家中渐渐的要彰显他的那个丰满。
Because this is the Lord's work that he wants to reveal the fullness of him in the house of God gradually.
你我随着基督里头生命的渐渐增长也渐渐的显出主的那个形象。
Through the growth of the Lord's life in you and me, then gradually we grow manifest the Christ.
圣灵要把基督的那个丰盛生命一点一点的做成在他的家中。
And also the Holy Spirit will form the very fullness of Christ's life bit by bit into the church, the house of God.
我们最近读以弗所书四章二十节内你说，你们学了基督，却不是这样。
Recently, we studied Ephesians 4:20. It says that, but you have not so learned Christ.
你们学了基督，不是却不是这样。
But you have not so learned Christ.
这句话很重要啊。
This statement is so very crucial.
保罗在这里说，你们已经学了基督了。
Here Paul says, "You have learned Christ."
所以你们就不应当再这样行。
Therefore, you should no longer walk in such a way.
你们已经学了基督了。
You have learned Christ.
你就不应当再这样说话。
You should no longer talk in such a way.
换句话说，你的每一句话，或者这样说，你的每一个侍奉的事情，都必须是出于学基督来的。
In another word, every word of your mouth and every work of your services have to be from Christ.
换句话来说
，That's saying in another way.
应该是说，我们每一件侍奉的事，都应该是出自我们所学的基督才可以。
That is, every work of our service has to come from the Christ which we have learned.
我们刚才读到。旧约里面服侍的那两位弟兄比撒列。
We just talk about the two brothers in Old Testament, Bezalel.
他们被圣灵充满。
And Oholiab, they were filled by the Holy Spirit.
在行传使徒行传第六章拣选的七个人也是被圣灵所充满。
Acts 6, when we read about the seven people chosen by the church, they were also filled by the Holy Spirit.
只有在圣灵的同在。圣灵的充满里头，主的同在在我们中间。
It is in the presence of the Holy Spirit could the presence of God be with us.
或者我们这样说，我们在灵里头的生命，主才可以同主的同在才可以在我们这样灵里头的生命里头，灵的里头。
Or we could say this way that it has to have our life in the Spirit, and then the Lord's.Life will abide with us.
或者说，当我们活在圣灵里头，主的同在才在我们的中间。
Or to say we have to live in the Holy Spirit, then could we experience the Lord's presence?
我在想，当你我可以很真实的从内心说这句，很真实说这句话，主与我们同在，这不得了的事情。
I'm thinking if you and I can honestly say this, that the Lord is with us. And I believe this is such a marvelous statement.
但是也是很实在的事情。
This should be a very real thing to us.
主怜悯恩待我们，我们能够俯伏谦卑在他面前。
May the Lord be gracious and merciful to us, that humbly we will submit ourselves to Him.
神的灵会住在充满在我们中间。
In this way, the Spirit of God will abide within us and fill us.
主的同在住在我们中间。
Because the Lord's presence is right in our midst.
另一面，神是借着他启示来教导我们。
Another thing is that through the revelation that His revelation God has been teaching us.
圣经是一本书。
Now the Bible is a book.
是神圣灵所默示的。
It's inspired by the Holy Spirit.
但是除非神向圣灵向我们开启了这件书。
But unless the Holy Spirit opened the book to us.
这件书对我们就是活的。
Then the book would be dead to us. Otherwise, when the Holy Spirit opens the book to us, it becomes a living one.
我们需要不断地读主的话，读圣经。
We have to continue to study God's word, to study the Bible.
有位弟兄，我们知道的是，我知道的读圣经读的最多的，读的最勤的这位弟兄。
I've known of a brother, as far as I'm concerned, he's the one who studies most diligently his Bible.
他一个月读一次新约圣经。
Every, once a month, he would finish the whole New Testament.
尼托森弟兄。
That's Brother Watchman Nee.
他在神的话上，他在主的，在圣经上有，不用讲了，有实在扎实的根基。
He has such solid foundation in the Word of God.
另一面，弟兄们说到，圣经是客观的真理。
Another thing is that the Bible is objective truth.
除非神向我们第二次说话。
Unless God speaks to us the second time.
圣灵光照我们。
Unless the Holy Spirit enlighten us.
主的话对我们就是活的。
Only in such a way that the book of the Bible will become living to us. Otherwise it's dead.
那么这个活的话怎样成为，怎样说是活的话呢？
Why do we say that the Bible's word is living word?
从你我的经历中产生的。
Because this comes from your and my experiences.
从你的生活侍奉的经历中产生的。
From experiences in our services.
主的话在我们的前头引导我们，光照我们。
The word of God lead us and also shine upon us.
当我们愿意把自己摆在主的手中，
When we are willing to commit ourselves onto the Lord's hand,
我们一同来学习侍奉他的时候，
together as we come to learn to serve him,
那些我们所熟悉的客观的真理，
all those objective truths so familiar to us,
才有可能神圣灵才有机会让这些客观的真理成为你我里面主观的经历。
Well, turn into the subjective experience through the Holy Spirit.
这是我们说到的真知识。
And this is what we said, the true knowledge.
我们举个例子。
give you an example.
我们跟年轻弟兄姊妹，当你学要去游泳的时候。
Young people, as you're about to learn to swim.
人家给你一本手册。
When other people, give you a manual.
怎样学游泳？
How to swim.
当你把这件手册读熟悉以后，
After, you familiarize yourself with the whole manual,
请问你跳到水里面，你是浮沉下去呢，还是继续游？
I would like to ask you this question. When you jump into the water, would you sink down, or you would float and start swimming?
你必须在游水，在游泳当中，你去学会了游泳。
It is in swimming you learn to swim.
我们需要在神的家中，在侍奉的里头。
So in God's house, in His services.
在你我生活的里头。
In our daily living.
经历这个话的实在。
We need to experience the validity of God's word.
经历这个话是灵，是生命。
We have to experience that God's word is the truth, is the life and is spirit.
主的话是要我们的生命成长。
Because God's word wants us to grow up.
主的话是让我们能够活出基督。
His word enables us to live out Christ.
主的话是为着我们基督身体的建造。
And His words are for the very purpose to build up the body of Christ.
主的话是为着他自己的见证。
The Lord's words are also for the very testimony of Himself.
所以，唯有圣灵可以把主的话开启在我们里头。
Only through the Holy Spirit could the words of God be opened up to us.
所以我们需要在经历当中来学习这个真实的知识。
That's why in our experiences we need to learn this true knowledge.
让我们能够真实的走在这条路上。
So we could honestly, truthfully walk in this way.
在人世间有许多是人是讲道理。
In the world we often hear about teaching.
但是神对我们是讲道路。
But to us, God speaks His way to us.
神是把一条路摆在我们眼前。
Because God has displayed this very way before our eyes.
他说我就是道路。
He says, I am the way.
神不是把一个理论给我们。
God is not giving us a theory.
主把他自己给我们。
Instead, he gives us himself.
因为他说他就是道路。
Because he is the way.
所以你我这些人是跟随主道路的人。
So you and I are simply people who follow the way of the Lord.
记得我们前辈弟兄们常常提，我们是走这条路的，走这条古道的人。
We remember previous brothers have told us that we should be people who walk in this old path.
我们还有几分钟，我们再交通一点具体的我们在圣灵的高油里头的学习，好不好？
Still have a few minutes. I just want to share how we can concretely learn this lesson of being poured out by the anointing oil.
好，我们讲祷告，好不好
？Let's take the example of prayer.
祷告是你我最一生要学的、最难学的一个功课。
Prayer is the most difficult lesson you and I have to master throughout our time.
我们知道说我们要在圣灵里头祷告。
We all know that we have to pray in the Holy Spirit.
但是主把我们摆在他的家中，摆在聚会里头。
As the Lord places in His house and in His church.
我不知道你个人的祷告生活怎样。
I don't know about your personal prayer life.
但是当神把我们摆在他家里的时候，
But when God has placed us in his house,
我们对于这个祷告的学习是怎样的一种感觉呢？
What is your sentiment for this lesson of learning to pray?
比方说每个礼拜二教会这里安排说有一个团体的祷告聚会。
For instance, we have a corporate prayer meeting every Tuesday night.
那么我们要问我自己关于这个祷告的聚会里头圣灵给我什么感觉？
We have to ask ourselves individually, what is the feeling that the Holy Spirit has given to us regarding this prayer meeting?
圣灵在我里头对我说，这个礼拜二祷告聚会我是要去呢还是不去呢？
Has the Holy Spirit spoken to us?Should we go to this prayer meeting Tuesday night?
实在不是某某人、某某姊妹、某某弟兄打电话给你啊，你要去啊。
It's not that when a certain brother or sister calls you and urges you to come to the prayer meeting.
我想跟弟兄姊妹交通的是说，你我里头那个感觉是什么？
What I would like to share with you is what is your and my feeling inside.
这是很具体的一个学习。
It should be a very concrete way to learn.
伯饼聚会要祷告了，赞美主的聚会。
Now at breaking bread, we should all be praising and praying to God.
主的灵有感动我吗？
Has the Spirit of God touched you?
我想每一个蒙重生得救的人，
I believe every person who's been born again.
里面都有圣灵的印记。
Within him, there is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
都有圣灵在我们里头。
And Holy Spirit indwells us.
那么我们要不要祷告呢？
Then should we pray or not?
我们问里头圣灵的声音。
We should inquire about the voice of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带领我们在这个赞美的聚会当中，圣灵是自由的应许。
The Holy Spirit should move very freely in this gathering of praises.
在这样个甜美的、赞美的聚会里头。
In this gathering of sweet praises.
圣灵要把我们的心灵里头都带起来，敬拜这位爱我们的主。
Holy Spirit wants to lead all our inner hearts.Together, we will praise our Lord.
实在说呢，也不是你我每个礼拜来做这件事情。
Actually, it's not individual you and I who comes to do this every Sunday.
如果每个礼拜我托饼聚会到了，我开口有个祷告，我十二点是我祷告时间，十一点、十二点半我祷告时间， 我交代了。
It's not that on a specific time, either at 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock that I have prayed and that's it. I've done my duty.
是圣灵，随从圣灵在你我里头运行。
This should be done following the moving of the Holy Spirit which works in you.
圣灵感动了你我，我们就开口祷告。
As the Holy Spirit moves you, then you should open your mouth and pray.
讲一下聚会方面。
I would also like to talk about the issues of our gathering.
准时聚会的事情。
This very matter to be punctual.
这是一个细节。
This is a very detailed minor thing.
但是这个细节值得你我一生的学习。
But still, this punctuality is a lesson you and I have to.
学习什么呢？学习圣灵在这件事上引导我，带领我。
We have to learn how the Holy Spirit in this very specific matter, how He leads us, leads me and guides me.
我没有意思说今天迟到的你正好来碰到我讲这段。
I have no intention to pick on you because it just happens you're late today.
我只是想把这个感觉交通在你我中间。
I just want to fellowship the very sentiment I have on this issue. Presented before you and me.
我问一下我们年轻的弟兄们。
So I want to ask our young people.
教会安排是十点聚会。
If the church arrangement to start a meeting at 10 a.m.
三个问题。
Now, three issues involved here.
第一，应该是十点钟到呢。
Should you come here at 10?
九点五十到呢。
Or 9:50?
九点半到。
Or 9:30?
Newton.
Newton.
9:30, okay. 那个Jason.
Jason.
那个John. Sam?
Sam?
Sam, sorry. 9:30?
9:30.
Amen.
Amen.
其实都不是答案。不是答案。
These are not the answers I'm looking for.
你们要问你们里头圣灵的声音。
You have to inquire about the voice in your heart, the voice of the Holy Spirit.
你我要问圣灵说，我今天是赶十点呢，我赶九点半。
You and I have to ask the Holy Spirit today, should I be there at 10?
这是你我要学习在主带领里头真实的学习的东西。
This is a very true lesson you and I have to learn to master.
定了律法你守了，守了一年你守不下去的。
Because this is such a real thing. Say if you have set a certain law, then I know you won't be able to keep it.
要紧的是我们跟随圣灵引导你我摸着那个感觉。
What matter is to follow the Holy Spirit to grab hold upon the very sense from him.
我今天里头很平安，我十点准时到达， fine, okay.
Today, I am at peace when I arrive at 10 a.m. That's fine.
明天圣灵引导你说，哎，你应该9:50。
Maybe tomorrow, the Holy Spirit leads you and prompting you, then you should be there at 9:50.
这是活的生命。
And because this is a living life.
不是死的规条。
It's not dead regulation.
人是活的。
Because we are alive.
再讲一分钟，好好吧，一分钟。
Just one more minute.
在交通的机会里头。
In the fellowship gathering.
我想主要举这些例子，都是一些很实际，你我可以在当中，你我当中可以学习的。
I've given you all these practical examples for you and me to learn.
我们在交通机会里头，查经机会里头，常常是两个。极端。
There are often two extremes in our Bible study or our fellowship.
有些的弟兄姊妹呢，我们的话比较多的，像我这种。
Some of the brothers and sisters like me, we like to talk.
有些人呢，就是来了，今天我准备不说话的。
And other people, when they come to the meetings, they don't speak a word.
我再说，我们需要学习。
Now let me say it again. We need to learn.
不说话的人，问一下里头的感觉。
Those who do not speak, I would like to ask you to check on it out with your inner feeling.
当然，我们来聚会前我们要准备的。
Of course, before we come to the meeting, we should be prepared.
我们也是要在圣灵的引导里头，我们对为聚会要做准备的。
Because in the leading of the Holy Spirit, we have to make preparation.
我们不是空着手来的。
We do not come empty-handed.
我们来的神的家带礼物来的。
When we come to the house of God, we should bring gifts.
我们准备好来聚会的。
We should be prepared and then come to the meeting.
或者今天圣灵要你安静。
Maybe today the Holy Spirit wants you to be quiet.
或者今天圣灵要你说话。
Or today the Holy Spirit wants you to speak up.
我们都在这些日常的这样子聚会里头，我们可以学这个功课。
In our daily meetings, we all can learn this very lesson.
像我们这种话多的
，people like me who often are talkative，
我们就要学习。
We have to learn.
只有五分钟了。
Now, only 5 minutes.
我还有八个点。
There are only 5 minutes left, and I still have 8 more points to share.
但是我们要记住，十点结束了。
But we have to remember this. At 10 o'clock, this meeting is ended.
这个聚会是身体的聚会。
Because the meeting is the fellowship of the body.
你我里面会有个感觉，这是身体。
You and I should have the sense that this is the body.
它不是我个人的一个发表。
It's not my personal expression.
所以我举这些例子，就是让我们一同在主里面学习圣灵的膏油的引导涂抹。
I give you all these examples to learn together. That we could follow the anointing and the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们彼此劝勉。
And in His anointing oil, we will exhort one another.
好让主自己的工作在你我的身上。
So that the Lord's work in you and me.
透过一些侍奉生活点点滴滴。
Through every bit of our living and our services.
让我们能够学习什么叫。顺从圣灵，体贴圣灵。
The work of the Lord will be done, and let's all learn what it means to be mindful of the Holy Spirit and be subject to.
眨个眼，一月份就没有了。
In the blinking of your eye.
这是最后一个一月份的主日，2015年一月的最后一个主日。
The January 2015. Has come to the end. This is the very last Sunday.
我们求主怜悯恩待我们。
We ask the Lord to command His mercy and grace in our midst.
爱惜光阴。
To redeem your time.
不做糊涂人。
Do not be foolish.
知道主的旨意如何。主的旨意如何。
The will of God.
好让我们这些人。
So that all of us.
一年一天一天这样过去。
As day every day goes by,
一年一年这样过去
，as every a year goes by,
让主在我们身上得着他要做成的功。
We could become the work, the very work that God wants to work.
我们就把荣耀敬拜归给他。
Let us give Him all the glory and worship.
好，我们低头一些祷告。
Your head bowed, please let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们实在是谢谢你恩待怜悯我们。
Lord, we truly thank you for you have been gracious and merciful to us.
让我们靠着你莫大的恩典，常常能够聚在你面前。
By your inscribable grace that we often can come before you.
我们求你真是更多在我们深处说话。
We ask that you speak even more into the very depths of our heart.
在你的教会说话。
Speak in your church.
引导我们在你圣灵的膏油里头。
Lead us in the anointing oil of the Holy Spirit.
真是存一个自卑在你的面前。
With this humble heart before you.
安静的心等候在你面前。
With a quiet heart to wait on you.
好让主你自己能够常常向我们深处说话。
So that you can often speak to the very depths of our heart.
向你的儿女们说话。
Lord, do speak to your children.
让你在这里得着你应有的地位。
So that you will have this status that's due to you.
我们谢谢你恩待我们。
We thank you for being gracious to us.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.